The Monsanto Protection Act. The U.S. Congress pushes silently through their grips. The Monsanto Protection Act. But what is beyond Monsanto? Monsanto is not the end-all, ladies and gentlemen, for GMOs. They're not the end-all for Terminator seeds. Monsanto talks a lot about feeding our growing population, which is code word for population sustainability / population control. Anyways, the U.S. House of Representatives quietly passed the last-minute addition to the Agricultural Appropriations Bill for 2013, including a provision protecting genetically modified seeds from litigation in the face of health risk. Now, other countries have kicked out those genetically modified seeds, most notoriously pushed by Monsanto. The rider, which is officially known as the Farmer Assurance Provision, has been derided by opponents of biotech lobbying as the Monsanto Protection Act, as it would strip federal courts of the authority to immediately halt the planting and sale of GMOs, regardless of any health concerns, regardless if it causes cancer, regardless if it hasn't been tested, regardless if we don't know what kind of long-term damage it has. The provision, also decried as a biotech rider, should have gone through the Agricultural or Judiciary Committee for review. Instead, no hearings were held, and the piece was, well, evidently unknown to most of the Republicrats. Prior to its approval as part of H-993, the short-term funding bill that was approved to avoid a federal government shutdown, the Democratic senators, again, had no idea what was all about, what it was all about. Senator John Tester proved to be the lone dissenter to the so-called Monsanto Protection Act, though his proposed amendment to strip the rider from the bill was never put to vote. Kudos to John Tester. And in relation to John Teeter, the time travel guy. Okay, bad joke. As the U.S. legal system functions today, and largely as a result of prior lawsuits, the USDA is required to complete environmental impact statements, EISs, prior to both the planting and sale of GMO crops. But GMO crops are just the tip of the iceberg. Monsanto is just the tip of the iceberg. There are many other companies active in the campaign against our food freedom. When we come back, we will do a segment with Anthony Gucciardi called Seeds of Change. You're not going to want to miss tonight's groundbreaking show. I guarantee it is one to listen to. Stand by.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
We will take your calls later on tonight's broadcast, 800-313-9443. And, of course, you can always email me. Go to the website, bobtuskin.com. That's our homepage, T-U-S-K-I-N. We have a chat room there for people to mingle and discuss the show and the topics of the show. And now we'll get to a segment that we'll call Seeds of Change Beyond Genetically Modified Seeds. There is a scary, scary world. All right, here's another Seeds of Change.
For this Seeds of Change, we are now joined by Anthony Gucciardi from NaturalSociety.com. We're talking about genetically modified organisms, and we all know about the genetically modified food that we see currently on the market, brought to you by most likely Monsanto. But what about the future of genetically modified foods? And just recently, a couple days ago, Anthony, it was big news that they had this genetically modified salmon on the market, which I'm sure you heard about. And, you know, they want to mess around with making genetically modified animals. I mean, there's all sorts of basic ins and outs of genetically modified that we don't even know about yet. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's kind of a short term, a medium length, and then a long term plan. And most people know about the current situation. As you mentioned, they know that GMOs are no good. They've been linked to tumors. And outside of that, there's over 26 studies that are peer-reviewed on the Congress's National Library of Medicine that show that Roundup is leading to things like DNA damage and tumors as well. But most people don't actually think about where GMO is headed. And unfortunately, I think that's why a lot of people actually fail to see what's so wrong with GMO in the first place. And we know that 95%+ on average or more want GMOs to be labeled, but I really don't think they understand the depth of what we're dealing with. For example, in the short term, we have what's known as biofarms and biopharmaceutical crops.
That sounds scary.
Yeah. They're saying basically that we're going to start growing vaccines and drugs in our crops so
what?
That we can integrate it into the food supply. So they're saying here we have back in 2004 and 2002, a company called Prodigene, and you can look them up. They actually faced jail time for contaminating the traditional food supply with, quote, biopharmaceutical crops that were growing pharmaceutical and vaccine components, quote, associated with AIDS, diabetes, and diarrhea. So they actually went in and took traditional crop areas and started growing these vaccines for AIDS to test, to test how it works. And they're saying that by 2024, that about 10% of the corn in the United States will be full of biopharmaceuticals and biovaccines, which they intend to feed the public to immunize them against AIDS and other things, which, of course, we know is untrue.
Yes, that's exactly right. The HIV issue is something that we cover a lot, HIV fraud. And they've put out this drug Truvada, which they want people to preemptively take to save them from this boogeyman of a virus. This is quite startling. You know, what's next? Fluoride built right into the bananas you eat? Bananas crossed with, Gardasil Vax or something crazy like that? I mean, this is wild. Where is this information being presented? And what, again, is this plan that you found?
Well, it's actually a pretty old news piece, and that's why I was so startled that no one was covering it. Alternet actually broke it a while ago. The article is called Spermicidal Breakfast Cereal. And then there's another one on universities that are covering it, some emails about these biotech crops. And then we have Science Mag. You just basically look up Prodigene or Prodigene Scandal, and you can get there. But that's the issue with these things, and that's what I always come across. Someone says, you know, where do I find this on Reuters or something like that? The thing is that it's like a puzzle. You find these different articles that reveal different segments of it, and then you put it all together. Like, there's a lot of articles on the Prodigene scandal, how they contaminated, you know, biopharmaceutical crops with traditional. But then you think about, well, what's going on here? And then you look up Prodigene, and they actually state that over the next 10 years, 10% of the corn in the United States will be biopharmaceutical in nature. And that was in a conference with investors. They were trying to get money, and they were saying that it's about to reach $200 billion in biopharmaceutical crop stocks and everything within the next 10 years. So it's a lot of digging and putting it together into a concise article that actually gets it out. And it's hard work because a lot of it's old and buried, where it's a footnote literally at the bottom of an article that just says, oh yeah, Prodigene says that by 2024, 10% of all crops will be biopharmaceutical.
Who are the other players involved with this? Is Monsanto directly involved?
Monsanto is one of the worst, and it is the prime boogeyman. But I think people will be shocked to see as Monsanto goes in decline, because they're kind of the punching bag now. And I'm starting to see that more and more, that I think Monsanto is actually the punching bag. And that what they're going to do, I think, is bring Monsanto down to appease people. They're going to actually, you know, throw Monsanto down and yeah. Crush them basically financially, and then Dow AgroSciences will come in and take over everything in a more covert fashion.
Yeah, kind of like what they did with Blackwater in a sense, you know, Blackwater, and then of course they changed their name, and then, you know, look over here, no more Blackwater.
Exactly. But you look at how Dow AgroScience, like Monsanto is stuck in the now, right? They're all about the GMO seeds and everything like that, and they're making a lot of money, but everyone hates them. Dow AgroSciences is looking into biopharmaceutical crops, biotech animals, genetically modified humans and babies, all of this absurd, horrible stuff. But they're looking towards the future, whereas Monsanto is stuck in the now, and it makes me wonder what they're going to do with Monsanto versus Dow AgroSciences, which actually gets almost no flack. No one talks about Dow AgroSciences.
Yeah.
No one even knows what that is.
This is very interesting. And the thought just came up when you mentioned genetically modified humans, that there has to be a connection with the subject of transhumanism. Have you looked into that connection?
Oh, absolutely. That's what this, I was going to talk about this next, the 2045 initiative. And basically, the 2045 initiative, I would encourage everyone to go to 2045.com so you don't think I'm actually making this up. It's all on their website.
All right.
It's a transhumanist initiative from top scientists, actually, most of which are from Russia. Dmitry Itzkov, if I'm saying his name right, is the head of this. And he's saying that with some elite funding, they're going to first make the elite ruling class with the most money, because it's very expensive, these artificial bodies and brains, which are intended to carry their consciousness after they die through artificial brains. Now, it gets even more interesting. These brains are controlled by an RFID-like chip that connects to a supercomputer that gives the body and brain its instruction. So the concept here, and you'll be hearing a lot more about this, Russia Today article, I just saw it, superhuman, super cities, and supercomputers, U.S. intelligence's vision of 2030. So the National Intelligence Council says that by 2030, we're going to have superhuman, super cities, and supercomputers. And that's exactly what this is saying. It's interesting that that story just came out. But basically, the concept is that the rich individuals, the rich ruling elite class, in 2015 are set to get an artificial body. And then the body is controlled with a, quote, brain-computer chip interface, similar to RFID in nature. This chip would be systematically established to issue orders to the artificial body and eventually interlink with the artificial brain, which comes later. And then 2020 to 2025, this is where the human brain and robot basically merge together to create, quote, an autonomous life support system, giving new way to a field of transhumanistic developments and further tuning the body into a bioelectronic avatar.
Which, what are the implications of this, Anthony? I mean, what does this mean for society, for, you know, creation? I mean, this has profound, you know, results from this, right?
I mean, you talk about the end game. This is the end game. People always ask about a timeline of what's going on and how they can know and how they can compare. Go to 2045.com and look at the timeline. This is what we're talking about. At 2045, it says humanity is set to become a new species and forfeit any form of physical materialization. Humans that have not adopted this practice will be extinct.
The useless eaters. And that's where the eugenics plot comes into play here, right?
Literally say that humanity become a new species, no physical materialization, because this is all this new age concept that everyone's going to become one consciousness, and they're hijacking it, and they're taking it, and they're putting it to use with a supercomputer. They're taking spirituality and trying to morph it into the most physical form possible and controlling it with a computer. It's like somebody who doesn't understand something and they're trying to materialize it in the wrong ways and just completely destroy it. And this is all set to happen by 2045. U.S. intelligence says 2030, according to this Russia Today article. So it's somewhere between that time frame that they're planning on having these immortal bodies, which has been foretold by, I have to give credit to people like Steve Quayle and Stan Day, who have been saying this since like the 80s or before that, that they're ultimately going to try and live forever. And the, you know, the plebs, as they would say, aren't going to get these bodies. They're either going to asked to have be controlled by the supercomputer, or they're literally going to be, you know, extinct. As 2045 says, that rate, the physical body will be no more.
When we come back, more on 2045 and our fascinating talk with Anthony Gucciardi. Don't go anywhere.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
The world is on the verge of global change. The speed of data transmission has increased by multiples of millions. The rate of globally significant events and that of discoveries and crises is growing exponentially. Our civilization is like an uncaptained ship sailing on rough seas with neither chart nor compass, all the while moving faster and faster. The time we have to make the right decisions is shorter and shorter. We are facing the choice to fall into a new dark age, into affliction and degradation, or to find a new model for human development and create not simply a new civilization, but a new mankind. Historic crises show that to break the deadlock, we need technological revolution. It is clear that today's revolution will also require the deepest social transformation. The world's community and leaders should encourage mankind, instead of wasting resources on solving momentary problems, to focus on the technologies of the future: nanotechnology, biotechnology, information technology, cognitive technology, genetics, and robotics. Doing so will allow us to find new sources of energy, create fundamentally new architecture and transportation, allow unprecedented developments of human cognitive abilities, refine artificial intelligences and brain-computer interfaces, simulate complex systems, create humanoid robots and cyborgs, and with the help of nanorobots, we may develop manageable matter. Find ways to transfer one's personality to an artificial carrier. Yet what we need is not just another technological revolution, but a new civilizational paradigm. We need new philosophy and ideology, new ethics, new culture, and new psychology, and even new metaphysics. We must reset our limits, go beyond ourselves, beyond the Earth, and beyond the solar system. This is an adequate response to the challenges of our time. Thus, new reality and future man will arise. Could it happen spontaneously, by itself? Unlikely. Humanity does not have a master plan of its development. It seeks stability. It lives in the present and does not plan. It preserves the status quo and tries to escape development. It does not tend to map future centuries and take responsibility for evolution. In consumer society's culture, there is no evolutionary vocabulary and rhetoric. To break the deadlock, the Russia 2045 movement was founded. It is a mega project intended to reach new heights and meanings. We intend to create a new vector for civilization, aimed at constant human development and evolution, as happened with the mega projects of the last century, the nuclear and the space programs. We integrate the latest discoveries and developments from the sciences, physics, energetics, aeronautics, bioengineering, nanotechnology, neurology, cybernetics, cognitive science. May everlasting spiritual ideals and values help us avoid going astray. Our project will give new meanings to the millions of people on Earth, will become a result of their joint creativity, and will lead us out of the impasse. Away from the murder of nature and physical death, forward to the realm of freedom and creativity, to the depths of the ocean and to the stars, to the infinite universe of our inner world. Our forecast for the next 40 years. February 2012. Global Future 2045 Congress is held in Moscow. It is a debate platform for discussion of our civilization's prospects for development. 2012 to 2013. The global economic and social crises are exacerbated. The debates on the global paradigm of future development intensifies. New transhumanist movements and parties emerge. Russia 2045 transforms into World 2045. Simultaneously, the 2045.com international social network for open innovation is expanding. Here, anyone interested may propose a project, take part in working on it, or fund it, or both. In the network, there are scientists, scholars, researchers, financiers, and managers. 2013 to 2014. New centers working on cybernetic technologies for the development of radical life extension rise. The race for immortality starts. 2015 to 2020. The Avatar is created. A robotic human copy controlled by thought via brain-computer interface. It becomes as popular as a car. In Russia and in the world appear, in testing mode, several breakthrough projects. Android robots to replace people in manufacturing tasks. Android robot servants for every home. Thought-controlled avatars to provide telepresence in any place of the world and abolish the need for business trips. Flying cars. Thought-driven mobile communications built into the body or sprayed onto the skin. 2020 to 2025. An autonomous system providing life support for the brain and allowing it interaction with the environment is created. The brain is transplanted into an Avatar B. With Avatar B, man receives new, expanded life. 2025. The new generation of avatars provides complete transmission of sensations from all five sensory robot organs to the operator. 2030 to
2045.com.
The Bob Justin Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. 205-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
...800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us. Do you have some insights on this that you would like to share, or do you have any questions for us? 800-313-9443. What you were just listening to in the last segment was Out of the Horse's Mouth. You can find it at 2045.com. They really are trying to push this agenda forward using the UN and other agencies, of course. And this isn't science fiction. This isn't meant to be science fiction. This is meant to be a real initiative. And it's definitely, to say the least, far out. We were just getting to what they would propose to do in 2030. We'll play the rest of this, and then we'll get back to our talk with Anthony Gucciardi and your phone calls. 800-313-9443.
2030 to 2035. Rebrain. The colossal project of brain reverse engineering is implemented. World science comes very close to understanding the principles of consciousness. 2035. The first successful attempt to transfer one's personality to an alternative carrier. The epoch of cybernetic immortality begins. 2040 to 2050. Bodies made of nanorobots that can take any shape arise alongside hologram bodies. 2045 to 2050. Drastic changes in social structure and in scientific and technological development. All the prerequisites for space expansion are established. For the man of the future, war and violence are unacceptable. The main priority of his development is spiritual self-improvement. A new era dawns. The era of neo-humanity.
Well, Phil Salk,
philosophically, these certain powers that shouldn't be, they consider themselves to be gods. And, you know, it's they're controllers, they're gods. They think of themselves as above us, the useless eaters, the cattle, the goyim, if you will. So philosophically, this makes sense that the various occult agendas would be using this. And just we see in the news, I don't know if this is necessarily a, you know, the same sort of thing. It probably isn't, but Dick Cheney, I mean, the guy's staying alive with a fake heart. Is it that outlandish to think that, amongst the very powerful that, the same sort of thing will continue to, you know, a transhumanist level?
Right. And that's the artificial heart. This is 100 million fold, you know, and there's, they actually believe that their bloodline is guaranteed certain rights that we aren't. And they think that we're literally creatures. You go back to the Roman era and it's more transparent. You go back to the Roman era where they called the citizens creatures and treated them like garbage. And there were certain rules. Oh, you can kill that person. Just, you know, not a nobleman. It's really kind of just, under the scenes now, behind the scenes. And this isn't us just saying that by 2045, this is going to happen. Like I said, this is a team of top scientists that are being funded by the elite. He literally asked for more money from the financially elite because he wants to get this set in stone. And we know DARPA is already working on stuff like this.
Right.
This is just more out in the open public initiative.
Well, how do we combat this sort of thing? I mean, you know, I like to talk about solutions, and in the case of genetically modified foods, you know, you don't eat that kind of food. You plant good heirloom seeds, that kind of thing. How do we combat something like this? It seems a little bit out of our hands.
Well, it's really not, because here's how it works. The stem of all of this, it's interesting. I got health because I think at the root of many things, it's actually fought on a health area, the fundamentals of it. So look, we take GMO, for example. We're at a crucial time right now because GMOs are out and people are, unfortunately, a lot of people are just accepting them. That is leading to this because it's kind of like pushing and shoving. If they can get people to eat the genetically modified crops with different viruses in them, and then they can get them to eat the genetically modified salmon, and then they can get them to eat the genetically modified cows, and then everyone says, oh yeah, GMOs are great. If they can get people to accept GMOs in their food, then they'll get people to accept GMOs in them, and then they'll get people to accept a whole new branch of transhumanism. It's an incremental step process that people have to say right now, okay, I'm not going to eat anything GMO. I'm not accepting genetic modification. And only then will it stop, because they're going to up the ante every time. You can't make a deal with the devil, as they say. And when people accept GMOs, oh, you know, it's just GMOs, and, you know, it's not that bad. Eventually, it will get worse and worse until, like it says, in 2015 to 2045, they start making literal artificial humans. So they're up ante, and you cannot say, oh, I'll accept one little thing, and they won't push harder, because they will.
And then with the case of geoengineering in our skies, you know, there's always so much you can do to protect yourself from that. Is there a connection here, perhaps, with geoengineering, with chemtrails? I know these particulate metals might have some sort of reaction.
Well, I mean, it's all connected in a sense. I think each one serves a different purpose. The chemtrails is a very, very serious issue, and we've started to actually cover a lot of the chemtrail issues even more greatly, because I do think it is contributing to some of the most serious health problems we've seen, because heavy metal contamination is one of the most detrimental things to the body, and everyone needs to start detoxing heavy metals by drinking some organic beet juice in the morning and just juicing all
sure. Bentonite clay works real well for that.
Yeah, nascent iodine also I would recommend.
Okay.
Thyroid and get your pineal gland back in action, which is called your spiritual rod, by the way. And
yeah, the third eye.
Yeah. Attacks the third eye directly. It goes in and just destroys it. You can look at pictures online with defluoridated pineal gland. It looks completely devastated.
Well, let's talk about the pineal gland for a second here, because, you know, let's talk about it in terms of transhumanism. The pineal gland, that spiritual center, how did they, I mean, the implications of this, I don't know that I've completely grasped, because, you know, the pineal gland, with the release of DMT when you die and all these interesting spiritual functions that it has physically, you know, how do they get around not having that? And maybe the deliberate calcification of the pineal gland is something being done to keep us depressed. And I mean, I don't know that I'm coming out with a complete thought here, but you tell me what you think.
I understand what you're saying. The actual gland itself has gotten smaller over the years. I don't know if you're aware of that. It shrunk dramatically. Some people say by about 70%. So it's smaller, first of all. And there's a number of reasons for that. It could be multiple things. You know, there's no surefire way of saying it, but it has shrank over a long period of time. The second thing is that the gland itself is becoming calcified and absolutely obliterated. This is mostly due to fluoride, but there's other heavy metals and stuff that play a role. And when you drink the tap water that's, quote, fluoridated, we both know that that doesn't just mean it has fluoride in it. It has about 140, depending on who you ask or what you study or what lab you send it to, different toxic materials that create, quote, fluoridation. So when you're drinking that water, you're showering in the water, whatever, you're having soup or whatever it could be, you know, it comes in so many different ways. You have a beverage, for example. You have an organic beverage. Does it say it's purified water or does it say water? Okay, does that water have fluoride? You're going to have to ask and find out. Because people are getting it from so many different sources, they don't even know about it. Or some foods have 180 times the amount of tap water sprayed, 180 times the amount of fluoride of tap water sprayed on the actual crops itself as a pesticide. And then I just did a video that's actually going pretty viral right now about this toothpaste that contains 5,000 parts per million fluoride, which is about 500,000% higher than the fluoride content in fluoridated water, even in heavily fluoridated
areas. Don't swallow that toothpaste. Jeez, you'll definitely have to call poison control.
Yeah, exactly. So your pineal gland is just getting absolutely devastated by this. And what's happening is an overall decline in understanding and awareness. It's called your third eye. You know, I don't really think it matters what spirituality you agree with in terms of what it can do. It certainly has effects on awareness. Even if you don't believe in any of that stuff, it definitely has a function, just like everything else in your body. That's kind of like saying, you know, oh, well, I don't believe in whatever, so your liver doesn't detoxify. The pineal gland is serious. It does a lot. It has connections to overall awareness. And what better way to get people to stop questioning what's going on and stop being aware and stop understanding than to attack that part of your brain and absolutely decimate it through fluoridation of the water supply and the heavy metals and the chemtrails and so on and so on.
Anthony, tomorrow on the Bob Tuscan Show, we'll have a gentleman named Rama, who I've had on before, and he does something called pineal gland activation, where he does some sort of meditation. This might sound a bit new agey, but anyways, some food for thought. He comes on and he does this focused, you know, pineal gland activation, as he calls it. And I've experienced it a few times, and I do feel like, you know, the pineal gland is very important. And, you know, there's no part of our body that's not put there for a reason, or is there? They say that about the tonsils.
And then guess what? They found that junk DNA is actually some of the most important DNA ever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the whole concept that, oh, yeah, some DNA is garbage or you don't actually need this organ, it's all a huge joke. It's all lies.
Yeah, I thought you would say that. All right, Anthony, thanks so much. This has been a really fascinating talk. Of course, you're covering this and so much more, not just health. Anthony really is a wealth of information on a number of different topics. NaturalSociety.com. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, and now let's take some phone calls. We'll go to Mike in Chicago, who's on the line. Mike, what's going on?
Well, there's Richard Allen Miller. He knows a lot about Monsanto. He was recently interviewed, and they didn't really get him on the point, but he alluded that there's some kind of an enzyme or something in your stomach that Monsanto is going to target and use that for some type of mind control.
Interesting.
It's like a weapon.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I gotta get back with him to find out exactly you know what he's talking about. He's worked with I'm sorry if you hear that in the background. I'm actually at Whole Foods store. They're not GMO.
Whole Foods recently had to come on board and say that they would not have GMO foods in their stores after having a lot of pressure against them. Mike, will you send me an email about this, and perhaps we'll
Richard
have him.
Allen, yeah, listen to Richard Allen Miller. He's an old man. He's still alive, you know.
We'll invite him on the show.
What's your email address?
Bob Tuskin, my name, at theintelhub.com, or you can go to the website and find it.
Okay.
And it's all there.
Because
thanks, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Take care, buddy. All right, let's go to Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hello, Bob. How are you?
How are you?
I'm getting by. I just wanted to bring a couple things to the table here that you might find pretty interesting. Some of the chemtrails, the young man that was speaking before was talking about the chemtrails. They're dropping aluminum, you know? It's one of the things that they're dropping is aluminum.
Right.
Now, here's an interesting concept that most people are not aware of. All right. Do you know what Prozac is?
I sure do. It's fluoride and...
All right. You know what fluoride is? It's colloidal aluminum.
Correct. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. You're taking high doses of Prozac, plus you're getting a little of that aluminum in your breathing, okay, what happens when you put a cell phone next to your head?
You blow up. You explode.
No, actually, it can cause an aneurysm. You'll have the fine capillaries that run through the gray matter of the brain can heat up and break. So you can have a cerebral hemorrhage or an aneurysm. What happens when you put a piece of aluminum in a microwave?
It blows up.
Exactly. So you're doing exactly the same thing, only you're suspending it in liquid, which is actually your blood, which is made up of what percentage of water? And if you've got...
They say over 70%, right?
Yeah, but if you have a suspension of aluminum in there, don't you think that you create hot spots?
Yeah, I mean, this makes perfect sense. And then all the Wi-Fi signals,
exactly.
The smart meters.
In other words, you're getting bombarded with low types of frequencies. Now, add that also with the fillings in your teeth.
No, I don't have any.
No,
but I
hear you. You know what I'm saying. Most people.
No, I do. I do. Most people have mercury fillings. And then you take that and you look at the food supply that they have, high fructose corn syrup, mercury. I mean, they're just bombarded everywhere you look with particulate metals.
Yep. And, you know, they use, let me give you a quick, one quick lesson in all of these, SSRI type,
medications, yeah.
Medications. Okay? What happens is with the SSRIs, when you're taking it, it turns off the pump in the brain. Human body is like a car, or it's like a distillery. It's a series of pumps and all kinds of interesting things. Well, inside the brain, inside the cavity, the skull, you have, cerebral fluid and spinal fluid. And running through these different areas of inside the cranial cap, you have serotonins and dopamines and all of these interesting things, all these interesting chemistries that give you different type of mood and target acquisition, all these wonderful things that you can focus on. Okay? What happens is when you take a serotonin uptake inhibitor, you know, a SSRA, it turns off the pump, okay, and that research only allows the serotonin to recirculate, okay? And as it recirculates, it's never replenished, it wears out. So you actually, the term burnout really, really does apply here. It's just like oil. When you cut the pump out from the oil system on the car, the oil loses viscosity on the cylinder walls and it heats up and it dies. The lubricating qualities are not there. So the benefits of the SSRIs are very short-term. In the beginning, they'll make you feel better. But basically, they will kill the gray matter of your brain. And with all of the false things that they put in our food and everything, people think cholesterol is bad. But the gray matter of your brain is made up of 90% cholesterol.
That's true. We've been talking about that. Tom, thank you for the call. We're coming up to our final break of the night.
Okay,
and we'll come back to Mike in Minnesota
on the other side here. He'll wrap things up for us here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Enjoyed tonight's show. Final segment here. Finish up with Mike in, where are you, Mike? Minnesota. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Bob? Hey,
how are you, buddy?
All right. Hey, you got to get some Yellow Man on there, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we should mix it up once in a while. The bumpers kind of stay the same for the most part.
No, that's a cool tune, though. But anyways, I was, you know, this whole 2045 deal.
Mm-hmm.
What's going
crazy,
on?
Crazy, huh?
But what's going on right now? most of these people are, you know, leftist, anti-Second Amendment, whatever. When all this goes to hell very shortly, and they start pulling everyone's, you know, their bank accounts and their Social Security, yada yada. I honestly wonder how many of these people are going to survive this. I mean, because when everything goes, it's going to go. And it's just, I mean, the whole, everything's going to be up for grabs. And I really wonder when this is all said and done, unless these people hidey-hole in some bunker, like, you know, they get the word ahead of time and they go underground, they're going to be killed off. And
I mean, just, there's only so many of them, and so many of us, you know. I mean, so maybe that didn't come out right, but I mean, they are at the end of the day a tiny, tiny minority.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, you know, and being that there's only so many, I mean, then you get, you know, the looting, this and that. People be going to buildings, probably, you know, destroying the, you know, research, you know, just looking for people, be looking in the hottest places for food.
You know where I want to loot when you know what hits the fan? The first place I'm going to loot. You ready? The Doomsday Seed Vault.
What, Doomsday Seed Vault?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got all the seeds stored up there. That's the first place that I'm going to loot.
Really
and, of
nice
course,
one.
I'm being facetious here. I'm not going to loot anywhere. And then I'm coming to your house, Mike, but
okay.
I won't be looting. I'll be sharing my food with you, all right?
Oh, cool. Well, I think I could work that out. You
it's
know?
Cold up there in Minnesota. What are you guys going to do when the power goes out?
I got a wood stove and,
right.
You know, 40 below bags and...
You know, everybody talks about food and, more importantly, water being must-haves in a survival situation. But if it's 20 below and you have no shelter, no amount of food and water is going to be any good. You're going to freeze to death.
Well, no, you got to build shelter and that, but, you know, it's just, it always helps also, like, say, if you, God forbid, you got an actual, a serious bug-out deal, and you can't drag your Berkey along with you. You have to know how to make an improvised water filter. You know,
I think I know how.
Yeah.
You get sand, grass, and I'm not joking here. Sand, grass, a couple buckets if you can find them, perhaps a tiny bit of bleach to kill it, and you boil it as well.
Well, if no bleach, your
and
better
coal.
Deal.
Don't forget the coal.
Your better deal is you make your char. You boil your water first. You put out your fire. You take from hardwood, never use pine, and you take
charcoal.
You take that charcoal because see the boiling kills your parasites, bacteria like that, and what happens? Your charcoal is what takes out all your pesticides and things of that nature.
Nice.
Then you run that through there. That's your deal. You know, use
Mike,
a bandana or whatever.
Mike, I could spend all night talking about this stuff with you, my friend. Always good to hear from you, but it's the end of the show. Love you, folks. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow night.
We're gonna chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial